Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Shut up.
Check, check.
The Degenerate Derek Podcast.
Welcome back. Another episode of Degenerate Derek Podcast. Week 13. Yes, week 13. Super late getting the podcast out. That's my bad. Busy man. Went to Lubbock on Friday for an appearance up there for our station, Rock 101 in Lubbock. Got to be honest, I did not think that was going to go well. And it went awesome. It was fucking unbelievable. Lubbock showed out for us. It was an awesome time. And then Saturday morning, got up, came back, played in a poker tournament this afternoon at like 12. Just got done with it. Got seventh, got a little 3K, you know, no big deal. Final table, Derek, that's what they call me. Second final table in 2 weeks. I'm not going to get into poker, though. This isn't a poker podcast. This is a podcast about betting on the NFL. That's what I'm doing. 34-23-3 overall in the season. It's like 59.8%. But I'm not going to take... I only take over 60. But I got five picks for you. I haven't been asleep since like Friday morning at 4 o'clock in the morning. All right? It's now almost Sunday morning. It's almost Sunday. I haven't been asleep. So I'm running through this shit. Forgive me. But I got to get the pod out. Got to keep it on track. Got to get it out soon enough so hopefully you guys hear it. You can get the correct bets in. I wrote my picks down earlier in the week, but let me just make sure that the numbers are lining up, which it looks like they are not. So, fuck. I got stupid up here with me.
Check, 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 check.
Yeah, that was great. See, that's why
you're
stupid.
Is this on the thing? Am
yes,
I on?
You're on. Yeah, you're on.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
It's Marissa.
It's Marissa. It's me, Marissa.
You're welcome.
Hey, everybody. I like to... Tomorrow, I like the Jaguars.
Wait, what's today?
Today is Saturday.
It's Saturday?
Yeah, it's Saturday night.
Cool.
Yeah, shut the fuck... Okay, cool. That's why I don't bring you up here.
This is great. People want to hear this.
They don't want to hear you. Anyways, my mistake. I'm delirious. Again, I haven't been asleep since Friday morning, so let's just get these picks done, and let's get the fuck out of here. So first pick on the board, you got Titans versus Eagles. I'm going Titans plus +5 on the road. I hate the Eagles. I love the Titans. Titans is the right side, 100%. You can tell I'm really like, I'm feeling that. Next pick I really do like is Lions minus -1 at home taking on the Jaguars. I know the Jaguars got a big win last week. Privately, not on the podcast, but privately I was on the Ravens. So I felt that that loss cost me a parlay that was going to hit for like $1,400 or something like that. That one loss. I hit so many games, and then this Ravens game just fucked me. Jaguars get the win last week, though they do not get the win this week against the Lions. I love the Lions at home, minus -1. Next pick, ooh, the Dolphins and the Steelers, or the Dolphins and the 49ers play this week. Oh, yes. Give me 49ers minus -4 at home taking on the Dolphins. All right, that's my third pick. My fourth pick is going to be, I like the Vikings in minus -3 at home taking on the Jets. I think there's a little bit of like, you know, overvalue on the Jets right now. People are just riding that Mike White dick a little too hard. Vikings at home, I like them minus -3. I think the Jets are going to be scratching their heads after this week because they have totally just demasculated their high draft pick in Zach Wilson. Probably never see Zach Wilson in a Jet uniform ever again, except for on the bench for the rest of the year. But outside of that, you know, it's Mike White's team. I think they get their asses beat. And then Robert Saleh or Sula or whatever the hell his name is like, who's going to be a quarterback? Well, I don't know. You better go with Mike White, bud, because that's the guy you chose. But I like the Vikings big against the Jets this weekend at home. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4. I need a fifth pick. God, there's some games on this weekend, isn't there?
No FIFA?
What?
What about FIFA?
What about FIFA?
I mean, it's a big deal.
That's all you got on it? Please, why are you here?
I'm here to contribute.
FIFA is an NFL betting podcast. This is why I don't fuck with you. It's
bets
you don't
bets.
Fuck with
sports
me.
Bets are sports betting.
No, it's NFL season, honey.
It's football.
Yeah. Damn. Kind of like a couple different things. I kind of like the Commanders against the Giants. I love the Steelers against the Falcons. I like the Chargers versus the Raiders. Yeah, give me the Chargers. No, Chargers got a bunch of injuries, don't they? Fuck. I need a fifth pick. I'm going Chargers. Let's go Chargers plus 2.5 on the road, taking on the Raiders. All right, that's my five picks. I'm delirious. Again, haven't been asleep since Friday morning. Long weekend. All the way up in Northwest Texas. Hey, did you guys know New Mexico's right next to Texas? I had no idea.
Everyone knows that.
I had no idea. I just learned that this weekend. Fun fact for you. But Titans, plus 5 against the Eagles. Lions, minus 1 at home against the Jags. 49ers, minus 4 at home against the Dolphins. Vikings, minus 3 against the Jets. And Chargers, plus 2.5 on the road, taking on the Raiders, okay? Those are my five picks. 34-23-3 on the year. We're in week 13. All right, I'm within grasp, within striking distance of the yearly goal of 60%. I like my picks this week. Maybe, I don't know, but that's the podcast. All right, I'm out of here. Later.
Bye.
The Degenerate Derek Podcast.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.